Empire of the Risen Sun, a treatise on the Kingdom of God, what it is, and why it matters. Book 1, There Is Another King, by Steve Gregg. Read by Tegan Moore. Endorsements of Steve Gregg's Empire of the Risen Sun, Book 1, There Is Another King. This endorsement is from Dr. Leighton Flowers. Steve Gregg said it best when he wrote, "Apart from the kingdom, nothing exists that gives transcendent meaning to world history and human endeavors." Unquote. Yet so few ever take the time to understand the biblical insights that are so profoundly expounded in this book. On every page, the author brings deep insight, conviction, and clarity about what God's kingdom work is all about. He reminded me of the profound privilege it is to be an active part of this eternal kingdom, and for that, I will be forever grateful. Dr. Leighton Flowers, Doctor of Ministry, Director of Evangelism and Apologetics for Texas Baptists, Professor of Theology at Trinity Theological Seminary, Evansville, Indiana. This endorsement is from Dr. Vic Reasoner. This is not an academic treatise written for the Theological Guild, but it reflects an implicit understanding of major theological interpretations. Steve Gregg has explained the nature of God's kingdom from God's revelation in the Holy Scriptures. His unfolding of God's plan is biblically comprehensive and theologically astute. I not only endorse his explanation, but I share his passion. God's covenant people should be consumed with a holy zeal to see this divine plan advanced. God's will done on earth is the only hope for humanity. We must commit our lives and our resources to this kingdom agenda. Jesus said this should be our first priority, but too often this zeal only serves to label us as fanatics. Steve not only has zeal, but he has wisdom gained from a lifetime of biblical study. In this book, he merges theory with practice and shows what this kingdom looks like in the lives of ordinary people who are surrendered to the King. Dr. Vic Reasoner, pastor, author, lecturer at West Africa Theological Seminary, professor at Southern Methodist College, serving as president from 2012 to 2019. This endorsement is from Jonathan Pritchett, Doctor of Religious Studies. With his usual deft analysis, Steve Gregg brings clarity to an often confusing subject that is sure to inform those looking for answers, delight those who are in agreement, and challenge those who are not. Jonathan Pritchett, Doctor of Religious Studies, Vice President of Academic Affairs, Trinity College of the Bible and Theological Seminary, Evansville, Indiana. This endorsement is from Braxton Hunter, Doctor of Ministry, PhD. Since I first discovered the teaching ministry of Steve Gregg, I have been his constant student. His precision and careful exegesis has led to difficult but necessary changes in my own views of secondary doctrinal issues. This work is a prime example of that precise and cautious study. Never the intentional provocateur, the author does upset some of the most commonly held perspectives on the kingdom, regardless of the stature or popularity of the scholars who affirm them. This, however, is not a mere academic endeavor. The gospel should result in fruit. Why do we not see more fruit than we do? Perhaps we need a clearer or corrected biblical understanding of the kingdom of God. Braxton Hunter, Doctor of Ministry, PhD, President, Trinity College of the Bible and Theological Seminary, Evansville, Indiana. This endorsement is from Philip Telfer, Pastor. I cannot think of a more important subject for an ancillary study of the Bible than a book about the kingdom of God, and I cannot think of a more suitable author for such a needed work in the 21st century than Steve Gregg. His faithfulness to Scripture and ability to draw out its meaning are rare gems for the church today. Steve's masterful handling of this subject is eye-opening and transformative. I had to stop underlining significant sentences once I realized that I was marking up more than half of the book. Philip Telfer, Pastor, Living Waters Fellowship, Spring Branch, Texas, author and founder of Media Talk 101. This final endorsement is from Danny Lehman, Youth with a Mission. I am thrilled to endorse Steve Gregg's latest book on the Kingdom of God. First of all, because Steve has been my favorite Bible teacher for close to 50 years. Ever since the day as a newly converted surfer, I beheld this tall, lanky, hippie-looking fellow with horn-rimmed glasses open up his Bible, expound the Scriptures, and awaken in me a hunger for the Word that is with me to this day. The second reason for my excitement on this close to exhaustive treatment of the subject is the importance that Jesus placed on this topic. As Steve points out in Empire, Jesus told us to pray for his kingdom to come, to seek his kingdom first, and to preach the gospel of the kingdom to all nations. Steve places these three reasons at the front of the book in order to draw the spiritually hungry reader into an understanding of that kingdom that will help us indeed to pray for it, seek it, and preach it. He exercises an abundant amount of grace to those whom he seeks to correct, and succeeds, as is his custom in his previous books, in being radical without being extreme. Empire of the Risen Sun, There Is Another King, is not a light Sunday afternoon read to go along with your lemonade. It requires focus, concentration, and I might suggest a box of highlighters in hand that will surely reward you as you study this most crucial of all subjects. You are in for an adventure. Danny Lehman, International Dean, College of Christian Ministries, University of the Nations, Youth with a Mission. Dedication to my children and grandchildren. Many thanks to my wife Dana for her helpful editorial suggestions and for finding many, perhaps not all, of my typos. Special thanks to Brian and Esty Williams for their enthusiastic and palpable assistance with this project. At least 90% of the proceeds from the sales of this book will be donated to vetted Christian charities that feed the global poor and that faithfully spread the gospel of the kingdom of God. Forward. There are fewer and fewer readers these days who can be counted upon to possess a default confidence in any of the propositions of Christianity. I must assume that, while the most likely reader of this book would be one who self-identifies as a believer, there may nonetheless be readers who disbelieve, or who barely believe, everything that this author takes for granted, including the existence of God, the authenticity of the claims of Christ, and the reliability of the Bible. I offer no apologies for assuming all of these beliefs to be well justified. I realize that the generations who have come up behind mine are much less educated in the remarkable evidences supporting the claims of Scripture, which most Western scholars once regarded as indisputable. The irony is that this general increase in skepticism among moderns has not been accompanied or warranted by any modern discoveries, nor the availability of new evidence. The reverse is true. The loss of conviction evident in our day reflects merely a gratuitous change in public mood. A reader today is more likely to believe unexamined assumptions than to do responsible research prior to adopting a worldview. We live in an age of subjectivity and pragmatism, in which one is more likely to ask, "Does this belief enhance my life and advance my goals?" than, "Is this belief true?" As one who has spent nearly 60 years pursuing an active interest in relevant, evidential developments, yes, I actually disputed the question of origins with my second grade teacher 60 years ago, and fully 50 years in international public discourse about biblical evidences, I can say with utter frankness that Christian beliefs have suffered nothing from the appearance of any new philosophical, historical, or scientific data in my lifetime. If anything, the increase in secular knowledge has tended to confirm what intelligent people previously accepted on the basis of the data already available in their day. The general ignorance in our time is not altogether surprising, since a diminishing number of people seem to give these most important matters any serious thought at all. When I was still a young man, the skeptical-leaning weekly Time magazine ran a cover story on the Bible, December 30, 1974, in which the journalist, with surprising honesty, wrote, "After more than two centuries of facing the heaviest scientific guns that could be brought to bear, the Bible has survived, and is perhaps the better for the siege. Even on the critics' own terms, historical fact, the scriptures seem more acceptable now than they did when the rationalists began the attack." Unquote. If an objective researcher were to assess the situation today, not a word of this 1974 analysis would need to be altered. G.K. Chesterton wrote, "Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." Unquote. This has been true since Jesus walked in Galilee. I have written this book in the hopes that it may inspire courage in some who have previously neither examined or tried the way of Messiah to reconsider their life options. Steve Gregg, 2020.